This is WLRN News. I'm Nadej Green. In every presidential election, Florida is a key battleground state, and Florida's Democratic primary vote is less than 2 months away, on March 17th. Senator Elizabeth Warren's presidential campaign has been hosting small community meetings with Black and Latino voters. It was an invite-only meeting, about 20 people. Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign wanted to meet with some of the influencers and leaders of South Florida's Haitian American community. They filed into the Miami Workers Center, where Compa Music played in the background. Jonathan J. Screen is the National Latinx Outreach Director for the campaign. He talked broadly about the senator's platform.
So for me, the reason why Senator Warren is my candidate is because she's able to go there and talk about the big ideas. And she said, well, to also say, okay, here's the strategy.
Then he got to his main point, that this meeting isn't just about selling a Warren candidacy. He wanted to listen.
To make sure that I heard from you, what do you think we need to do for us as a campaign to speak to Haitian communities here in South Florida authentically?
Francesca Menez raised her hand and said she and the women sitting next to her noticed a problem with Warren's flyers.
The first thing that the three of us here noticed immediately was, don't come into a Haitian community giving us literature that's English and Spanish.
Outside of English and Spanish, Haitian Creole is the most spoken language in Florida. Sandra Dennis runs a nonprofit focused on Haitian millennials and Gen Zers.
You're sending a message that we're talking to you, and it's respect. So when you see Creole, you see you're talking to me. Yeah.
Definitely hear you. It's definitely been something we've been talking about for a little bit of time. So definitely we'll use this to expedite that process.
In Florida, Haitian Americans represent a strong voting bloc that largely sways Democratic. More than 200,000 Haitians live in the South Florida region alone. And every election cycle, politicians try to tap into those votes. Samson Borgelin is a commissioner in the city of North Lauderdale, and says it's not enough to just come for show.
The Haitian community has been taking advantage of over and over and over.
Borgelin points out that in 2016, then-candidate Donald Trump met with Haitians in Miami.
Use the community, people come and vote for you, then you tell them you're going to be their champions, but you turn around to denigrate the country.
He's talking about how later President Trump would go on to reportedly call Haiti a whole country. Still, many in the room agreed there is power in showing up and showing up early. And when it comes to immigration, several voters said they want to see Senator Warren talk directly to Black immigrants. Vanessa Joseph is an attorney in Miami.
We need a reversal on the policies around asylum.
There are thousands of Black migrants stranded at the Mexico border. They came from Haiti, Cameroon, Liberia, and other countries.
We need a pathway to citizenship. We need a pathway to actually get residency, because what's happening is not just an attack on unlawful immigration. It's an attack on immigration, and Black immigrants tend to feel excluded from that space.
Most of the voters at the roundtable were undecided. Linda Joseph says she really likes Elizabeth Warren.
My fear is electability. If you could calm that fear, I would go toe-to-toe for her. I'm just so afraid. I never used to be before Donald Trump.
I want to address the question that, you know, the fear that you have for a second.
Jonathan J. Screen, again, with the campaign.
Because I think it's a real valid fear that a lot of folks have across this country. You know, I think all of us who understand what's at stake this election want to make sure that we have the best chance to win. Senator Elizabeth Warren has been, she's been underestimated before.
At the end of the meeting, Rudy Jean-Bart, a college professor, says Warren is definitely a contender for him.
I think I do have a top three of Yang, Sanders, and Warren. I think this meeting was productive, though, and good. I think what separates Elizabeth Warren thus far, though, is the campaign's willingness to hear from the Haitian community directly.
Senator Warren's campaign is planning more of these small gatherings with different communities. And other Democratic candidates are also making their case in Florida. Joe Biden has a hefty team set up across the state, and Michael Bloomberg recently tapped former Miami Mayor Manny Diaz as his national co-chair. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.